This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Hi everybody, it's Jim Z. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Radio Doc Dogs. Really appreciate it. Here's what's going on for events this weekend out and about. Doc Dogs has the Albemarle Spring Splash brought to you by Carolina Doc Dogs and Blue Buffalo. Carolina Doc Dogs, one of Doc Dogs' many affiliates throughout the world. That is this Friday through Sunday in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Sure, that's going to be a great time, great event. And also going on just this coming Saturday, and that's it. Smoky Mountain Dock Dogs, another one of Dock Dogs' affiliates in Knoxville, Tennessee, has the Wild Wing Cafe Fun Jump on Saturday. You might want to check that out. You can get information about both those events at DockDogs.com. Go to the events pull down. You can pick it in a calendar or a list where you can find out what the times are, what the locations are, addresses, and all that great stuff. Also, in 2 weeks, don't forget the Great Smoky Mountain Lumberjack Feud, brought to you by Glycoflex. Is going to be in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. That's May 8th through the 10th, and that's an exciting event. I know a lot of folks going down to that, looking forward to a good time, and I tell you that because there is no Radio Doc Dogs next week. We're going to take the week off, so you won't have to listen to my voice for 2 straight weeks. How do you like that? But we will be back with a fury when we come back, and we'll be talking about some of the additional upcoming regionals when we do come back. But no Radio Doc Dogs next week. Now, this week, got a great interview. I thought it might be time to come back to the Doc Dogs headquarters and get a little bit of an update on what's going on here. Kind of, I don't know what to call it anymore. I keep thinking it's kind of early in the season, but it's really mid-season. Things are going. I guess traditionally this would be like the big kickoff, or, you know, really when the weather starts turning, I think, here in the northern half of the country and up into Canada is when the Doc Dog season is like really full swing 100%, and that's what's happening right now. Typically events like the Carolina event that just happened are traditional kickoffs or people's first events of the year, or maybe one of these upcoming ones here that are coming up this weekend or the weekend after. But anyway, that's just my perspective and how I see it. You know, if you live in the South, you do Doc Dogs all year round. If you live in Arizona, you do Doc Dogs through the winter, right? So everybody's perspective is a little different. So forgive me if I'm not giving you the right perspective for your region. But bottom line, it's been a while since we've talked to the Doc Dogs home office. Thought it might be a good time just to get an update and see how things are going and what to look forward to as we go on. So I'm talking with the president and CEO of Doc Dogs, Grant Reeves. Here's my conversation with Grant.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
My guest on Radio Doc Dogs this week, it's the president and CEO of Doc Dogs himself, Grant Reeves. Hello, Grant.
How you doing, Jim? Glad to be back in studio.
Thanks for coming. We haven't talked with you in a while, and I thought it might be a good time to get an update on the world of Doc Dogs from the home office perspective at this point. The season's going full power right now and just getting started for the summer.
It's crazy. Let's just say this. It's so busy, we're building another rig to accommodate all the events we have coming up in 2015. We actually do need another rig.
That is awesome. And you had said something to me earlier about the number of events you're projecting for this year total.
If you take into consideration, you know, the sanctioned facility events, the club practices that are sanctioned, the fun jumps that are going on, we're going to be well over 200, 230 events this year. It's out of control.
That's crazy. It was just a year, even last year, you know, it was 100-something, and year before that, 100-something maybe, and whoever thought 200, I mean, I thought 100-something was just nuts. Now you're talking 200.
There's a weekend this year, I think there's either 10 or 11 events going on one weekend when you take into consideration overseas and down under. It's, you know, we've got 6 rigs in the United States, building a 7th, the Canadian rig, the England rig, the Australian rig, facility events that go on the same weekend, the UK rig. It's just, it's crazy.
I'm just kind of wondering if we might be sitting here in a couple of years talking about 300 events.
You know, I'm not one to, you know, look into the crystal ball. I always try and, you know, act about now and plan, hope for the best and plan on the worst. But, you know what, at the end of the day, I think the 300 events isn't that far off.
That's crazy. That's insane. And I something I'd never thought of back, you know, years ago. You mentioned Canadian. The Canadian Facebook page is gone. You want to talk a little bit about what's going on with Doc Dogs Canada?
Radio Doc Dogs will be right back.
We love the sound of play. That's why when it fades due to joint discomfort, we feel our dog's pain. But for our pups, motion is a must. That's why there's GlycoFlex. Patented, clinically researched ingredients put the power of play back into their lives. GlycoFlex provides the right joint support and a delicious chew for your healthy, happy pup. Good boy.
That sponsor rocks. Welcome back to the show.
The Canadian Facebook page is gone. You want to talk a little bit about what's going on with Doc Dogs Canada?
Yeah, there's been some changes, albeit probably for the better, but we're looking at things now in terms of efficiency with the new systems and stuff. You know, and there was, 1,100, 1,200 Facebook likes on the Facebook Canada page. Not a whole lot of time spent monitoring and managing it. And when we looked at the statistics, a large majority, I'd say, 90%+ of them were duplicate likes from Doc Dogs Worldwide Facebook.
Yeah. Versus,
and it's not worth the effort, to have a separate Facebook page. Everybody can look at it in the same place. Now, on the same token, it's kind of diluting the product when you separate the Facebook pages. So, we talked about it and we thought about it and we brought them together. We merged them. We didn't lose anybody. We actually added some people from it to Worldwide, so it's pretty good. And, Worldwide's almost 45,000 people now. It's crazy how busy it is. And there's some big things happening with the partners that we have in sponsorship. So it's better to have the Facebook all in one location than to have it diluted and diverse. And we're actually looking at it as well from the overseas countries as well to merge them in the future.
Well, as Doc Dogs becomes more global every year, the United States and Canada, partnership has always seemed like one seamless thing anyway, divided by two countries on a country border, but the Doc Dogs people never seem to see that. Everybody competes, crisscrosses, gets along, and it makes sense.
It's really interesting because more recent than not, we've learned, each country has had its own issues and its own trials and tribulations, and it seems that we always come back to what works, and if it's not broken, don't fix it.
Yeah.
And we've learned that continuity and consistency across the map, across the world, rather than just across the continent or the country, works. So you're going to see a lot of that focus. All of the Australian competitors are now in the new Neova software system. They're very close to starting to use the Neova software system online, registering for themselves down there. Same with the UK. Canada's already there. Credits are currency specific, so you're going to see everything come back under one whole program. And I always maintain, I don't care if you're competing in Australia, if you're competing in Canada, you're competing in the United States. The only thing that's different is the weather. And
right.
If we can keep it that as close to that continuity from start to finish, then the experience for everybody is going to be better as well.
And the way their toilets flush.
I don't know. It depends on how far north of the equator you are, aren't you? Or south.
But I know that, one of your goals has always been to, create a more global Doc Dogs so that when the world championships come around, they are more like a true world championships. Now that's asking a lot from competitors to make that travel, regardless of where Worlds is in the future or is now, like in Dubuque this year. But I think it's always a great goal, and I think it'd be so cool to see teams from the UK and Australia in Dubuque.
Well,
that would be awesome.
It's interesting. I'm not going to say that you are going to guarantee to see teams from Australia, but I know that there's talk of teams from Australia coming, and it's all based on quarantine. With the new sponsorship support that we're seeing in Canada and the US and now in Australia, we've got people from the UK, how do I get to Worlds? It's an interesting plight that we're up against, and the pet importation or pet quarantine laws are, changing as time goes on, and I have a feeling you may see some other teams. It could be an interesting world championships, if not this year, for sure next.
It would be very cool just to hang out with those people for a nice weekend, I'm sure, because Doc Dogs people, whether it's here in North America or below the equator or over in Europe, I know they're all the same. They're all dog people, and everybody gets along great. There's some other things going on in Doc Dogs. One of the recent things has been the tremendous success of dueling dogs, and the even more interesting tie that recently took place.
I'm going to tell you. When we developed dueling dogs, and then the interesting part about it is we've actually been very careful this time around to protect dueling dogs, both from an intellectual property, from a trademark standpoint, as well as we've patented the process. We're very careful because my gut always told me how big it was going to be, and recent events, and it's just amazing. I mean, it was so interesting to see people at Worlds and the naysayers and, oh, you can't do it, and da-da-da, and then the reaction of everybody. Yeah. Subsequently, you know, now I'm seeing or hearing and realizing the facilities are already practicing it, and we don't even know it.
Right.
We go to these regional championship events where we're bringing dueling dogs along as an extracurricular activity, and dogs are just blowing people's minds. And the handlers, I mean, they're up there high-fiving each other, and they're in it to win it and having such a blast in the competitive spirit. It's really cool, you know. And then, of course, was it last week at the event?
The Southwest Regionals.
Southwest Regionals.
Partners, yeah.
I think I posted on my Facebook, I should have gone and bought a lottery ticket, because if you'd asked me, would you ever see a tie in dueling dogs? Not in a million years would I have thought that. And sure enough, our second event in, there's an actual down to the thousandths of a second tie. And so we had the foresight, you know, planning this,
right,
that if there was a tie, we would break it by reaction time. And the software and the new system provides for reaction time. It's 48 one-thousandths of a second difference in the reaction time between the two handlers. I mean, can you imagine? I wasn't there, but from what I understand, it was just an incredible reaction from the handlers, the announcers, the event crew, the spectators, the fellow competitors. And if we see that going forward, it's going to be one heck of a competition.
That had to be a cool race to see, I'll bet. So now you never expected, and neither would I have expected to see that tie, and you had such a close reaction time. Are you thinking maybe that you might have to figure out a third means of a tiebreaker if the reaction time is also
tied? I think the rules already call for it. I'm not going to quote them. I don't have them here in front of me, but I think the rules already call for it. In the event that there is a reaction time, you go to the next fastest time. We'll have to definitely look into that and see, but... You know, there's a lot of naysayers out there about dueling dogs, and you know, I'm kind of walking around like a peacock with my feathers out, because there's been a couple lane crossovers, and you're hearing people compare it to fly ball. In fact, I was reading today one of the posts or the threads out there, and people were like, oh, I would never let my dog do it. And you know what? That's exactly what we want. It's your choice whether you want to participate or not.
Right.
But guess what? I see fly ball dogs all day long. I see all kinds of different dog competitions with dogs off lead running together. At the end of the day, as long as you put the time in and you train, you practice, you teach the dogs the routine, and we're finding most dogs are catching it after the second or third time. They're into it and they're understanding it and want it. There's the odd dog that needs four or five times and, you know, back to basics training, but I got to tell you, from a competitive standpoint and energy level, the speed and the momentum that the competition flows is just incredible. And I've got, you know, the most competitive person out there to the most laid back, I'm having a blast type of person, all in it to win it. It's just, it's incredible. And the way the classes are built, divided up, there's never any losers. It's just so close all the time.
Yeah, and when it does come down to the finals, the bracketing and everything like that, it's great because of the way it's separated with the classes. So every run's very interesting and exciting to watch.
I have a feeling the you know, world championships for dock dogs is incredible. It's an experience in itself. We all know that. We've seen it, it's one of my most proud things that I've been able to accomplish with dock dogs, is bringing that to life and now watching it grow. Unveiling of dueling dogs last year was pretty cool, but this year, you know, and it doesn't make sense to have a dueling dogs world championship. They are standalone products. I mean, people are still mixing them up. Dueling dogs is not dock dogs. It's a separate thing. It makes sense to have dueling dogs at the regional championships, but to have a world championship for each, it's a lot of money to run those events. So bringing those two things together, bringing those two properties together, I have a feeling it's going to be an atmosphere like no one has ever expected or ever been participating in. So to watch 200 to 300 teams go head-to-head over the weekend in dueling dogs, and at the same time have the energy of the regular world championships, it's going to be, I mean, if I wasn't working for Doc Dogs, I'd still go there just to be a part of it, because it's going to be an absolute blast.
I think it is. It's going to be very cool. And, you know, the stands are already filled up so great by spectators and the competitors at Worlds. They're going to be jam-packed for dueling dogs. Nobody's going to want to miss that.
I can tell you, and this is my personal prediction, you know, I don't know that I'm wrong very often, but I'm all about the 5 second and under dogs, because it's pretty cool. Watching those dogs go head-to-head is going to be really cool. But what I'm seeing right now, so far, the trend is the 7 second dogs. Those 7 to 8 second dogs are all within, if you look at the finals at regionals in the 7 to 8 second, they're all within thousands of a second. Those 16 dogs that are going. So, like I said, it doesn't matter what class you're in. Every duel is absolutely exciting. And there are no declared winners coming out of the gate. Because you can false start. The other dog goes faster than you expected. The other dog jumps farther than you expected. It's not like speed retrieve. It's its own thing. So it's going to be cool.
Really cool. Yeah, I think, and again, with the classes, the way it gets put together there for the finals, every race should be close and exciting.
It comes down to the teamwork. It comes definitely down to the teamwork.
Radio Doc Dogs will return after this message.
Living a healthy life comes naturally for dogs. They crave daily exercise, clean nutrition, and lots of love. Give them what they long for, healthy, wholesome treats that smell and taste amazing. Zook's Dog Treats are made right here in the USA using safe, natural ingredients. You'll know it's good for them. They'll know you love them. Zook's Dog Treats. Fuel the love.
We are back. Radio Doc Dogs.
So with more dueling dogs in mind, recent announcement of the Northwest Regionals.
Yeah, it's unique. We've been trying to place all of the regional championships at facilities, and we have a couple facilities in the making out in the Northwest, but nothing that's come to is far enough along in development that we could actually host an event there. So we've worked with the Puget Sound Doc Dogs, found a great venue, and we're actually just going to do a one trailer program, but the hours of the show run into the evening, so we're going to switch it up. We're going to have regular Doc Dogs during the day and put the dueling dogs at night.
Cool.
And it's in a great place, and I have a feeling, I think it's July 10th, 11th weekend out there. It's going to be a pretty cool event, and actually we're building that brand new rig I talked about.
Yeah.
That rig is actually designed to be a dueling dogs rig specifically. It's state of the art. It's got double ramps and stairs, and it's all, you know, spring loaded, flip up the sides, and a husband and wife kind of rig that they can run it together and really easy to set up. And that's the rig we're going to be shipping out west for a whole bunch of new events we haven't even announced yet.
Is there a lot of difference between a regular rig and a dueling dogs rig?
The dueling dogs rig will only have to be 28 feet long, 4 foot platform up to the 24 foot mark.
That's true. Yes.
It needs double ramps out of the pool and double steps. But we're making this one so we can carry the portable ramps for the extra 12 feet when we want to use it as a double-sided ramp, or as a dueling dogs, a double-use ramp, I apologize. And the other side of it is it won't have the panels on it. It'll be double rope rails.
Uh-huh, right, keep both sides up. Right.
360-degree view, and again, without letting the cat out of the bag too much on some of the things we have for dueling dogs planned and that are already committed, but we're going to save. 360 view for dueling dogs is going to be something that, let's just say, lends itself well to the cameras.
Okay, yep, I agree. I think it would as well. If we could back up a little bit, too, one of the things we were talking about a little bit earlier was back to the number of events that are going on this year. There's some additional things that I don't know if you can talk about or not that you just wanted to maybe you can point out to people to look for. As I always say to everyone, you know, if you don't see an event in your neighborhood on the upcoming schedule on the Doc Dogs website, docdogs.com, keep checking back every week or so because things keep getting added. But amongst all those events coming up, there's possibly some new events going on with some new sponsors.
Absolutely. We're adding, on average right now, 2 to 3 events a week to the schedule. One of the things I would qualify is in the My Doc Dogs, the new software, if you don't go in and make sure you set your calendar, I think you go up to 999 miles.
But, yeah.
You know, the Northeast has 14 events this year in the Northeast.
Cool.
You know, yeah, there's some dissension over there and some, you know, a few people aren't happy with the way Doc Dogs does the program. And, you know, so be it. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. But the fact that there's 14 events up there, those people are going to go crazy for it. You know, jump across the border into Quebec, there's 3 more events.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's incredible watching what Hudson Valley Doc Dogs is doing up there. The canine program, Seacoast, now the new Beantown Doc Dogs. Us alone, what we're doing up there, it's just going to be incredible. But, yeah, there's like Midwest. We just signed the Shields deal. I mean, there's 11 already guaranteed, and they're asking us if we can add more.
Wow.
Believe it or not.
That's great.
So there's 11 events with Shield. Gander Mountain's coming back. I can't tell you how many and where they're going to be, but that's already been solidified. I still don't have the paperwork in front of me, but we've already got Gander Mountain events.
Cool.
So, I mean, it's just crazy. You know, Blue Buffalo has been an incredible partner with us so far, and they're adding events to the schedule all the time on us, which is a nice problem to have. So,
yeah.
You know, I know people think we're losing events. Fact of the matter is, we don't pick the events. The events are picking us, and it's continuing to grow and evolve, and we're getting more and more.
Well, and I think it's been that way. And while we're throwing out sponsors and everything, let's not forget about Zooks and all that they've done over the past couple of years here with Doc Dogs.
They've got two rigs this year.
Yeah.
Two rigs. And you know, the funny thing about it is people are asking for the Zooks rig.
It's such a cool-looking rig.
And the GlycoFlex rig goes out this month. I mean, wait till you see the GlycoFlex rig. Oh, that's the other thing we didn't even talk about.
Yeah.
So it's ready to roll. It's done, finished, complete. You're going to start seeing it starting in 2 weeks.
Wow, very cool. Do you know where it's heading first?
Honestly, I don't know. Yeah, you okay. have to just look on there.
It'll be a surprise. It's probably another cool-looking rig. You guys have been doing some awesome graphics. Blue Buffalo Zooks. I'm looking forward to this one, too.
We just unleashed at the CareLot event. If you happen to be at the CareLot event, you would have seen what they call the PCA, Pet Cancer Awareness Rig. Blue Buffalo took one of their existing rigs, rewrapped it for the CareLot event and the entire month of May, because it's, you know, Pet Cancer Awareness Month.
Yeah.
And, you know, we already do a lot with Chase Away Canine Cancer. Now we're parents by default for pet parents now with the Pet Cancer Awareness Program and Blue Buffalo Partnership. And wait till you see that graphics. If you haven't seen them already, take a look. It's incredible what they did for that rig. And it's going to do 5 or 6 events with Pet Cancer Awareness Program.
Well, that's cool. I'm sure people will be seeing that if they haven't already on Facebook from this event this past week. Speed Retrieve software. There's some new Speed Retrieve software?
Yeah, you know, we made a commitment. We'd try and have it out by March 1st. And, you know, it's a lot of work. We had the pilot out there. We tested it. There were some issues with the software that we wanted to improve and change. And it's a huge financial commitment. I'm glad to say that we've made all the software development updates. And all the hardware is on the ground from overseas, and they're being built right now. So over the next 4 to 6 weeks, you'll see each rig get its own brand new Speed Retrieve timing system, which is nice. It's a little bit overdue, but it's coming.
What's specific about it that makes it new? Any changes or advantages?
Well, the double beam, you know, we have the 4-inch and 12-inch beam, which everybody was happy to have. It really cuts down on the... let's call it the encroachment of the line program.
Mm-hmm.
It has the reaction time digitally. It's much easier to set up. Different lights. It's a 3-light system instead of a 2-light system, which is nice. They actually have the red light.
Okay, so like the Dueling Dogs.
Yeah, it is the Dueling Dog software that'll be on every rig, but you run it single lane. It's pretty cool.
Okay, cool. Very cool. Well, that's a lot of stuff to squeeze in this short period of time, but I really appreciate you coming by and taking the time to update us on what's going on. I feel like the season's still just getting started, so it's really in the heat. It's going to be crazy. It might be impossible to get a hold of you later.
It is going to be busy. You know, I don't know that it's just getting started. We used to have that feeling. Literally, Christmas break is all we have now, and then that's all we get. And it's a nice problem to have, but, you know, again, a shout-out to all the clubs, a shout-out to all the officers, directors, and the volunteers that work with these clubs, because... our club program, I've got to tell you, it's running the best it's ever run, and it's largely due in part to, you know, to Vicky and the regional reps and all of the volunteers that go in it and represent the community as a whole. And I'm excited. I'm excited about 2015 and beyond, and we're ramping up for even more. There's some pretty cool things coming down the pipe.
So hard to imagine even more, but we've said that before, and it keeps coming. Thanks, Grant. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Radio Dogs.
Well, that's it. It was nice of Grant to come out here to the studio and talk with me a little bit, take some time out of his busy day, and give us a little bit of an update on what's going on in the world of Doc Dogs from the home office perspective. Always good things coming, and the future always looking so bright, just getting better and better all the time. Don't see a limit. It looks like it's just going to be good times, keep happening, and that's how the Doc Dogs folks take it too. It's every event is just a great time, a fun festival, party, jumping, playing with your dogs. Anyway, it's all great. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you got to go to an event and just check it out. If you're already a Doc Dogger, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you want to learn more about Doc Dogs, you want to find out if there's an affiliate club in your neighborhood, you can go to the Doc Dogs website, check it out, find out if there's any events coming up in your neighborhood this summer, this fall. Again, Doc
Doc Dogs website. Check it out. They have a calendar there. I saw someone just recently on the Facebook page, I think it was, oh, please come to New England. It's like, there's events in New England. Go to the Doc Dogs calendar, check it out. They'll tell you exactly where it's at. So anyway, that's it, folks, for me. Thanks again for tuning in to Radio Doc Dogs. I hope whatever you're doing this weekend, you jump big, have fun, be safe, and I will see you on the dock.
Radio Doc Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2015.
Radio Doc Dogs.